People rarely refer to this area in eastern Iowa as the Technology Corridor. If anything, it's usually just the Corridor. Exactly when the name Technology Corridor was adopted by some in the business community is uncertain. John Lohman says it was probably 10 to 15 years ago, several years after Interstate 380 was completed. Lohman is the chair of a task force that's trying to come up with a different brand for the region. He's also the president and publisher of the Corridor Business Journal.
People wanted to have to be able to put a little brand on this, and without really much thought, they said, well, let's just slap on Technology Corridor because there's an airport at one end and the University of Iowa's at the other end, and let's just put that together.
Now, business and community leaders want to know if that's the best way to market this area. They've commissioned a study and hired a company out of Nashville for about $125,000.
One of the nice things about going through this process is we get to really dig in and understand who we are, what people think about ourselves, and what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses. And once we have all that information, then we can move this region forward.
The largest technology company in the state is Rockwell Collins in Cedar Rapids. Tom Hobson is the company's senior manager for public affairs.
This is all really about competitiveness and trying to give either our area or our company an advantage.
Hobson says Rockwell Collins supports the rebranding effort, but he says the Technology Corridor brand has helped because it has given recognition to the many technology businesses in eastern Iowa, something he says most people would not associate with a state dominated by agriculture. Likewise, Dennis Green says most people probably don't think eastern Iowa has a vibrant arts and cultural scene. Green is the general manager of jazz station KCCK and a board member of the Iowa Cultural Corridor Alliance.
I'm not convinced that Technology Corridor is the biggest and best thing that we have to sell our community. There's a lot more to it.
Green says the alliance was created about 8 years ago to highlight the events and attractions in eastern Iowa, ranging from the dance companies that take up residency at Hancher Auditorium to the well-documented relationship artist Grant Wood has with the area. And it's those cultural activities that Tom Hobson at Rockwell Collins calls quality of life issues, the reasons why people would want to live in the area.
We're not just competing against other parts of the state or Missouri and Nebraska and Minnesota. We're competing against the whole country, and very seriously, each year it becomes more apparent that we're competing globally.
Hobson says a brand is what a region stands for. It's not just a logo or a tagline, but a way for people and businesses, both internally and externally, to identify with the community. The business and economic development leaders and those who support the effort to rebrand the Technology Corridor say it's a difficult process. Dozens of businesses have included Corridor into their name and even more into their advertising. Dennis Green of the Cultural Corridor Alliance says abandoning the term Corridor is probably unlikely.
I think that if we drop the idea of some sort of branding that involves the term Corridor, I think that's going to be challenging. I think that for better or worse, that may be our brand. Now it's up to us to define it.
Results of the study are expected by next summer. The Business Alliance Task Force says a branding change is expected, but it's also likely Corridor will continue to be used in some way. I'm Alex Hoyer, Iowa Public Radio News.